This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and I'm hearing myself back on the Comrex Access. The note to our board operator. Hey, with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
All right, you can join us here. We'll give you our toll-free numbers and the Skype username here in moments that will allow you to bring up whatever is on your mind. Coming up, Teller from Penn and Teller, that Teller. There aren't any others, but...
There are bank tellers.
Yeah, right. I didn't want anyone to confuse someone with this guy with a bank teller. So Teller has an opinion about these so-called safe spaces that some college students are and have recently been demanding from their colleges. We played some of the audio, I don't know, several weeks ago on Free Talk Live of one of the Ivy League schools, of some school administrator being accosted by a pack of angry students,
yep.
One of whom was shouting at the top of her lungs that they demand safe spaces. And so we'll
essentially that Yale shouldn't be a university center around education. It's more important that it's a place like home.
Yeah, so we'll get into that here. We'll give you what Teller had to say about it, and Daryl has that story. Also, I wanted to start out tonight with this story that I saw just sort of being gushed about in various different places on the internet the other day. I think yesterday is when I spotted it, and it's fairly fresh, published 2 days ago over at TheVerge.com, as well as various other websites. And a lot of the people who were posting about it were crowing about how great the FCC is, that this is the FCC that we need, that we need to have, the Federal Communications Commission, for those of you who don't know what that stands for. The FCC regulates all manner of different types of communications inside the United States.
The most interesting thing about the FCC, in my opinion, is you know how there are some government agencies where you can actually pronounce the acronym like FEMA or HUD?
Okay.
If there's a vowel in the other one. If you try to pronounce FCC phonetically, you would get kicked off of an FCC licensed radio station.
Yeah, that is a little ironic. And we do have our dump machine here, so just in case someone decides to try that, that won't work out. But FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler has introduced a proposal that will greatly increase, says TheVerge.com, the choices that consumers have for set-top cable boxes if it passes.
Wow. This is like having your own, choice of which sorts of vacuum tube receivers you want to have.
The proposed framework introduces measures that would eventually allow cable and satellite customers to use whatever set-top box they want, as opposed to having to rent one directly from the provider.
So basically, what I'm hearing is... You know, cable boxes will wind up being like cell phones. You can just go down to Walmart and buy one, or you can go to the Sprint store or the Apple store.
That's
and
the proposal.
Buy one. And I'm seeing something that maybe it's an intended consequence, maybe it's an unintended consequence, but you have a Roku device.
I do. I never use the darn
you
thing.
You never use the thing, but in theory...
I basically just bought it to see if the channel that you made on Roku worked.
Right, and that channel was the LRN channel,
FM. Yeah.
So for the Liberty Radio Network.
So for those of you who have Roku boxes, now you know you can listen to Free Talk Live and all the other LRN.FM shows through it.
So what I could envision is Roku and some of these other companies that have these devices that allow people to watch, you know, kind of obscure television... could wind up implementing whatever cable box stuff to where they would be the cable box plus whatever this other device.
They could. All I think of is this should have been around in 1984 instead of 2016.
1984 because of Big Brother or
no,
just it should have existed 32 years ago?
1983.
Okay.
So Tom Wheeler, who is the chairman of the FCC, had said this in a tweet that he sent out on January 27th, quote, "In the set-top box market, you should have options that pound competition provides," or I guess hashtag, "let's let innovators create and then let hashtag consumers choose." And, you know, that sounds great.
Hashtag abolish the FCC.
Yeah, I would prefer that. And this sounds, you know, I can understand why people are excited about this. They feel like they've been screwed over by these cable companies over the years. With these mandatory fees that they have to pay to rent one of the cable boxes that is, you know, seems to be an over and above the already high cost of having cable channels. But, of course, I think it's important to remember, we'll get to some more of the explanation here on, you know, the background behind this, but I think it's important to remember here, before you go pounding the pavement and talking about how great the FCC is, that the FCC created this situation in the first place,
yes,
by regulating the cable business. Now, the cable television business is not as highly regulated as, say, at least for content. It's not as highly regulated as broadcast.
Sure.
Broadcast television, broadcast radio, there are a lot more concerns for profanity and obscenity going out over those airwaves, because in theory the idea is that, well, the kids can access it. You know, the public has more access to these broadcasted systems.
And it's really kind of funny, because I know that kids have just an immense access to bad words and that sort of thing. But I just can't imagine a world where you can say the F-bomb on the radio. It's just so...
You can say it, but I can imagine that world.
Eventually someone's going to complain to the FCC and it's going to come back at you.
Yeah, sure. I think I imagine it because, you know, like, I'm used to hearing podcasts that are uncensored and people say the F-bomb a lot.
I've heard it on pirate radio stations, too. We've had some pirate stations here in New Hampshire in both Manchester and Keene, and they play LRN.FM, which has some uncensored programs on it that are not afraid to use those words. And so anybody who's broadcasting LRN.FM 24/7 is actually broadcasting some pretty adult content into the airwaves. So
mostly overnight.
Not really.
Sometimes not really, on the weekend.
Because a lot of the late night shows rebroadcast from 3 to 5 in the afternoon, so during prime time.
I forgot that you had that podcast loop in the
3 o'clock in the afternoon is when the elementary school kids are coming home from school. Not that anyone in elementary school
hearing school sucks.
Carrying
around their transistor radios and tuning in to whatever talk station they want to listen to.
I highly doubt that.
I mean, if they are, then it's still they would do it on the internet anyway, right?
Yeah,
there's just
true.
Nothing you can do about it. Sorry.
So remember, you know, and as you hear about the FCC talking about how great competition is, remember, they are part of the reason why there isn't much competition in the cable industry in the first place. Another reason is your local government. And arguably, you could say that it's the local government that is probably the biggest of the reasons. But honestly, I don't know all of the ins and outs of the FCC cable regulations. I know they exist. And I suspect that it is part of the reason why there isn't that much competition. But let's go on. From TheVerge.com, tech companies and cable companies have gone back and forth on how to authenticate cable and satellite services for years, and the cable companies have basically won. Although the cable card standard exists, it's barely used and was virtually given up last year. Now the FCC wants to create a new standard that would let basically any device in your home access video programming over cable, and it's going to be an uphill fight. Allowing more choice in cable boxes is great, but the cable companies actually have a strong counter-argument. They've been making apps for all kinds of devices that let consumers access their cable services, like Comcast's X1 app. Those apps aren't the best, however, and not every cable company offers them, particularly the smaller systems. And companies like Google and Apple would love to build new kinds of integrated TV experiences, but haven't been able to offer actual television on any of their devices yet. So when they're saying that cable companies, the issue is not being able to authenticate. So what they're saying there is that
the person who paid for it,
right? So you want to back in the day when it was just one cable company with one analog box, if you knew the right people, you could get a modified analog box that you could hook up to any cable tap and it would decode all of the channels.
Yeah,
if you knew the right people.
And there was ways to, I remember when I was a kid, the only way you could see naked people moving around was to go to the Playboy channel, which was sort of scrambled, right?
That's right.
But you could see something interesting.
I think that's a nipple.
I think it's a nipple.
It's so funny that all three of us have that exact same experience in the 1980s and 90s.
I can't imagine that. They did that in the 90s, too?
That scrambling technology has been around ever since analog television has been popular.
Mark doesn't remember the 90s. 90s.
No.
Well, he was in prison for most of it.
Most of
That's
it,
why
yeah.
he doesn't remember
yeah.
the 90s.
The toll-free number, digital cable didn't really start to hit until the turn of the century. The okay. toll-free number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Your comments on cable television, monopolies, the FCC, it's all welcome. Of course, you can also bring up anything you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation Defender from Reputation.com can help you protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation Defender right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Berkey is your premier source for purified water. The Berkey Light System is portable, requiring no water pressure, electricity, or plumbing, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water anytime, especially during emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. This portable system can purify raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, even stagnant ponds. It removes bad taste and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, as well as organic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, viruses, bacteria, cysts, and parasites, and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the healthful minerals your body needs. And you can take the power of Berkey with you when you leave home with a Sport Berkey. Get the Berkey Light System along with two Sport Berkey bottles, a $310 value for only $268, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Save $42 now by asking for this special offer. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you may join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Many are singing the praises of the FCC. And the after the news has come out that the FCC chairman, Tom Wheeler, has introduced a proposal that he says will increase the number of choices in the marketplace that people have for set-top cable boxes. Now, I haven't had cable as an adult basically since I moved out of my parents' house. I'm in my mid-30s now, so it's been I've spent half of my life with no cable television, and it's great. And there are a lot of people who are what are called cord cutters, people who have had cable and then decided, why do I really want to pay $100 a month for a bunch of channels that I really don't watch, ultimately only watching maybe 3 out of 300?
Don't you think a cord cutter is also somebody who got rid of Dish Satellite?
Yeah, I think those are included in that.
I don't know. I think most people would consider somebody with satellite to have cut the cord, even though they're still paying for television. They cut the cable cord.
Yeah.
And they're getting
Netflix
their
is paying for television.
I mean, no.
Pay a small amount.
You're not paying for... There's no live television on Netflix.
That's true.
You're paying... Right.
The lines are getting blurred,
it's a streaming service, but it's not television per se.
You're streaming most on demand. Of television, a streaming service,
yes.
Too?
Yes, you are. I mean, that's true. But the difference would be that in Netflix, you're streaming on demand as opposed to live,
yeah.
Whereas the TV channels are streamed to you live. So, yes. I mean, but the definitions are getting blurred.
Yeah,
right?
They're getting blurred. And, you know, if you're somebody that has either cable or satellite and you've got one of these TiVo things... Or a DVR.
Which is like everybody, because now they're built into the set-top box.
Right. So you get to, you know, record shows that you want and then watch it when you want. So you're kind of paying for a glorified streaming that also has the capability of watching live programming.
Yeah, that's true.
But with Netflix, the only thing that I would ever pay for cable for is so that I could watch sporting events.
Yep.
So you can't watch ESPN on Netflix. You will not be able to watch the Super Bowl on Netflix. So
yeah,
it's not television.
And finding those live events on the internet is very, very hard to do. There are websites that claim that they are restreaming channels like ESPN and the Super Bowl or whatever. But finding those things without getting a bunch of adware or malware or whatever is near to impossible.
So, yes.
So ESPN and the rest of those channels have effectively locked down their programming, and
right,
they still have exclusivity.
Well, ESPN, to their credit, I guess... They do have a thing to where if you have a cable or satellite subscription, they will let you stream their channel online. But you have to log in
with your login. And I suspect that's where the set-top box proposal is going, because the big, you know, confusing aspect of this is, well, if, let's say, Time Warner or Comcast or whatever, they have their unique codes that they have encoded their system with, right? Like, you can't just tune into this with any old thing. You have to have the right equipment to do this. And the FCC is proposing that any company should be able to manufacture equipment that would be able to be hooked up to these systems and decode that information.
And I'm wondering if this will let people a la carte pick channels.
Oh.
Because that's been something that has been talked about since I was in college almost 20 years ago.
I think that would be something the FCC would also have to mandate unless competition came out with that on its own. Simply because of the very, very small amount of choices available in the marketplace.
You know, my understanding, the reason you can't just a la carte pick a channel is because, well... It's too difficult with the cable boxes, and
we have to
bundle these channels together. So if they're allowing the competition in these cable top boxes, that should, in theory, allow you to more easily pick channels. So
it's not a technical...
If you don't want the entire sports package of... You know, 47 channels. You only want the, you know, 10 ESPNs, and you don't care about the golf channel or all of these other ones. Would you be able, under this, you know, you get to, you know, buy your own cable top box, would you then be allowed to a la carte pick channels, possibly?
Well, just the fact that the FCC is opening up the marketplace, forcing the marketplace to, or in theory, this hasn't happened yet, it's just a proposal, but presuming it does happen, just because the FCC is allowing people to manufacture competitive set-top boxes doesn't mean that those other companies will be able to decide what the programming packages are. So their set-top box would just simply be accessing the cable system via the package that you've chosen with Time Warner or
right.
Comcast.
Right. I'm just thinking, you know, it might make it easier for Time Warner or Comcast.
No, it's not technically difficult for Time Warner to, if Time Warner wanted to allow people to do a la carte, it wouldn't be that hard to do it. All they would have to do is send a signal down to your set-top box that says, Daryl only wants ESPN and ESPN 2 and 3 or 5 or however many damn ESPNs, and then it would lock out all the rest of the channels. This isn't a hard thing to accomplish, so anyone who's saying that, I think, is BSing you. I mean, that's
it's
just a matter of programming.
It's the cable companies that are talking about, you know, how difficult it is.
I think that's total BS, because you're just talking about a signal of, you know, who's allowed to access what, which is really what the concern is here, is that now all these other companies will be able to build boxes that would be able to access these other channels, and how do you keep that secure and, you know, without allowing someone to easily hack into the system and all that. But as far as companies like Time Warner allowing people to do a la carte, in my opinion, the reason why they don't do that is because they have all these agreements with network providers. So, like, Fox has Fox Business, they have Fox News, they have Fox Sports, they have, you know, there's each provider. Disney has ESPN, and Disney has Disney,
right.
And, you know, ABC, and so they all have these different channels that they claim.
Yeah, and they want to cram those channels down.
They absolutely
throat.
Do want to cram it down, and they cram them down the cable company's throat.
Yeah.
So the cable company then has
Disney
to pass
says,
the costs on.
You want ESPN? Fine. You got to take all these other channels that we have, too.
Right.
And it comes as one package. Let's,
and the cable company is paying for that. So the cable company is paying the ESPN, or Disney in that case,
right.
for all of those channels.
But
so the way the cable company sees it is, well, we need to make all this money back, and so we need to give all these people all of the channels, so or at least large tiers of channels, that way we can get our fees back. Because what if not as many people want this Fox Business channel, and they're not willing to buy that on the a la carte system, but they still have to pay for it because it has to come with the main Fox channel.
The last time
I looked at, you know, cable or satellite, the packages, they didn't make sense. So it wasn't one of these things of, oh, you want the Disney Channel, so now you have to take everything that's owned by the Disney company.
No, they're not set up like that.
It was, if you want sports channels, you get all of the Foxes and all of the ESPNs and the Golf Channel and a bunch of these others that you don't want. So it's not, you know, that they could very easily say, do you want all the ESPNs? Yes or no. Do you want all of the Foxes? Yes or no. But if you take ESPN, you have to take Fox. And that's not a cram down from ESPN or Fox. That's a cram down from the cable company.
Sure, but what they're doing is they are just, you know, they're forcing their customers to pay for the, you know, sort of the backroom business deals that they have with these companies that are cramming down their channels on them, and they feel like they have to make that money back somehow. So it's not as easy as you might think to do that. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Toll free, 855-453. We're talking about the cable business. The FCC is being lauded all over the internet. Various different websites reporting on a proposal by FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler to increase choices in the consumer set-top box market. The stuff that the boxes that they sort of decode your cable channels, if you're still someone who subscribes to those things. And, you know, it sounds great. Consumer competition. I mean, wow, awesome. Who doesn't like competition? And I'm not saying that I oppose the idea, but the idea is only necessary because of the FCC and local governments' controls and regulations that restrict choices in the marketplace in the first place, meaning that there's only usually one cable company from which that you can choose in your given market. Now
the FCC doesn't control that, though.
No, that's why I said the FCC and your local governments. It's usually the local government.
So this is a situation where the federal government has stepped in and made a standardized something that is a benefit to people.
Well, they're talking about it. It hasn't happened yet. It's just a proposal. Now, you were asking, Daryl, about why not a la carte channels, and I was trying to explain sort of from the cable company's perspective as to why not, but just a moment ago when you were off the air for a moment, we were discussing, I think you guys had a good idea, which was that the cable company could make it so that if somebody only wanted to order one channel, then it would cost a lot more than if they wanted to order 5 or 10 or something like
that. Right. So if you want, you know, only Fox News and you don't want Fox that, broadcast over the air, and you don't want Fox Business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, it costs us X amount of money for bandwidth and whatnot, so it now becomes the cost of the channel plus X. Yeah. If you want all of the ESPNs, okay, well, those generally get sent to us along with ABC and this other thing. So you can either include ABC and ABC Family for free or pay us X to not have those other channels that are part of the bundle that we have the back. And I understand the backroom deals.
You think they might be worried, though, about consumers being confused by all of the choices?
Sure. It would be confusing.
Consumers are confused right now. They're like, how did I wind up with the Catholic channel and what's this thing from Brigham Young? Why do I have a Mormon Tabernacle Choir channel?
Is that real? Is it an channel?
Yes, okay. There's a Mormon channel.
Well, I think that the answer to that is the Mormon channel's cheap. And so,
right, and people get confused about why the hell they have it.
Well, those people are likely not paying one penny for the Mormon channel. Likely the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is financing the entire thing for the Mormon channel, and so therefore the cable companies throw it in at their lowest tier. They're like, hey, we're getting this for free. We'll call it a value to you, and then that way you're getting 37 channels instead of 36.
That's how they wind up saying, the basic package has 38 channels.
Right. But
people don't look at those. They're like,
to complain about the channels you're getting is, this is the thing. The problem here is not just that cable companies are, a bunch of rapacious fools, but that the cable customers are ignorant and don't want to and don't have the time to spend, figuring all these things out. Yeah, there's a lot of channels out there that you don't want. So what? I mean, people are producing. Being the fact that we have a webcam here at Free Talk Live, I can say I would be happy if somebody wanted to distribute that webcam for free to any cable customer within their realm. Fine. I don't care. So I'm happy to provide that to them for free. That's not the particular problem here. The problem is that we don't know what individual channels cost. So ESPN costs more than a lot of channels do for the cable companies.
That's true.
And this is the difficulty that they have, is I don't want ESPN. But I'll bet you the package that has, say, football, which I would be interested in seeing, on my home television set, but I don't have it because it's just too expensive. And I only pay $8 a month for Amazon Prime, and I get free shipping, and I get a whole bunch of channels. If I wanted to see football, I'd have to get ESPN. I don't want ESPN. I don't want to hear people talk about the game that I watched or am going to watch or whatever. I just want to watch the game.
Yes, and a lot of those games get broadcast on ESPN.
I know.
All right, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Armed Truth. You can bring up anything you want. Go ahead, Armed Truth. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind?
Nothing quick. Side note, I want to say, Mark, welcome back. And
thank you.
With you, and I've always enjoyed Daryl. He did a good job. Mark, Daryl, and Ian, you guys are best talk show hosts around or ever, really.
All right, thanks. Go ahead with your topic, please.
I actually wanted to talk about Uber. I was listening to one of the main LA stations the other night, and they started talking about Uber and how started out with, oh, it's so great, Uber is so inexpensive for the driver. They're going to start that Uber food program. LA is one of the cities. Mm-hmm. Blah, 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 talking, about how great Uber is. And then they go into, but Uber's making all this money, and what are they doing for the driver? Why are they not giving the driver benefits? Why are the drivers not employees? And then, of course, two of the guys on there are former Uber drivers who hated driving for Uber. So it turned into them complaining about how Uber should be paying them $50,000 to $60,000 a year, guaranteeing them a wage and all this. And they don't realize.
Sounds like California to me.
Yeah, it's just terrible. And I don't think they realize that, it's going to, everything that Uber's doing that is so great for the consumer, with all these new programs they're starting, if they start being forced if they stay, especially if they even stay in California. But if they're being forced to pay all these drivers, you know, with all this, you know, wages and benefits and all this, mm-hmm. you know, all of these special things Uber's going to do are going to go away, and they don't understand that, you know, you're contracted to Uber. And, you know, my biggest thing is, if you don't like driving for Uber, then don't drive for them, and then don't try to force them to do things that you want. Just don't drive for them. You know, if enough drivers are upset about it, they won't use Uber anymore, and it'll crash. But
yeah. Well, this is the problem, is these folks don't understand marketplaces. They don't understand the self-regulation that can go on in the free market. They're just like, I think that if I drive an Uber car, I should get $60,000 a year. Well, you know, I'd be happy to pick oranges or, you know, whatever for $180,000 a year. So, I mean, if, you know, if I as the employee get to set my own wage, I'm going to set a very high wage, which means that every other employee and every other business is going to do the same thing. And therefore, the wage that I've set is going to be valueless because everybody else has set theirs artificially high, too, and suddenly personnel costs go through the roof and everybody reprices everything and everything goes nuts. The problem is that labor is a commodity, just like any other commodity, and if you try to put price controls on it, you're going to have problems. That's why the free market should set the cost of other commodities, including labor.
So there's an update in the Uber case out in California. So many of these entitled drivers or ex-drivers who are demanding all these benefits from what is not an employer-employee relationship. It is a company/private contractor relationship. And essentially the drivers are arguing that Uber should not be considering drivers as contractors, but they should consider them employees and treat them as such.
They don't have a work schedule. They're not employees.
Well, this is what it's going to court in California, and there's an update, actually. I'm glad you called about this, Armed Truth, because it made me want to look and see if there was any news, and there is. Just 2 days ago, Bloomberg reported that Uber has lost its bid to freeze the lawsuit, which is bound for trial this June, over California drivers' demands to be treated as employees, while the company appeals rulings that dramatically increase the stakes in the case. The U.S. Court of Appeals in San Francisco rejected on Wednesday Uber's request to halt all proceedings in the class action while they seek an order that would overturn a judge's ruling from December that added more than 100,000 drivers to the class action. So they were trying to pause the main suit while they appealed, sort of, what's the damn legal term for that? There's a certain term where you can pause an existing suit and...
Interlocutory?
That's it. Interlocutory appeal. Armed Truth, thanks for calling about that here tonight. We appreciate it. We'll give you the latest on that. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're not a smoker, please cover your ears, because the following incredible free money-saving offer is not for you. The makers of O2 Pure's revolutionary e-cigarette are now giving away free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, simply call in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-691-5458. The advanced O2 Pure design creates a pleasant vapor. There's no foul-smelling smoke and no nasty tar, so you can enjoy the nicotine you love whenever and wherever you are. Even better, you could also save yourself a ton of money, hundreds of dollars a month, with O2 Pure. Again, free starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer, not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-691-5458. 1-800-691-5458. 1-800-691-5458.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, Keller from Penn & Teller is against so-called safe spaces. And we will hear more about that. You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The latest in the Uber case is that Uber will not be successful in pausing their existing case, which isn't their case. I guess it's a case brought against them by a group of whiny, entitled California former Uber drivers who are demanding to be paid out for being employees. They're demanding health coverage. They're demanding mileage fees after the fact for miles that they already got paid for while they were driving for Uber.
This could really change the face of
ride sharing.
Not just ride sharing, Ian. I mean, Uber has these people are legitimately contractors. Like, they fit the legal definition of what a contractor is.
That's certainly Uber's argument.
So I want to ask you this is, you know, if the tile guy contracts with the general contractor on the building of your house and he decides that, oh, well, you know, I've got a whole new set of rules and everything, is that going to raise the price of your house? You better believe it.
Yeah, absolutely.
We deal with contractors all the time through the things that we buy. And this, you know, as people attempt to use the court system in order to get whatever benefits in their job that they want. Mm-hmm. This is essentially what this is. This is a labor complaint.
Yeah, they're trying to force Uber to become the company that they want them to be as opposed to what they are. And that would completely change not only Uber's business model, but the ride-sharing industry as a whole. And as you're saying, it could affect the entirety of the idea of being a contractor. I mean, yeah. Because if Uber loses this suit, which is going to court in June of this year, which is a class action suit that
and a lot of people dislike Uber. They're on the lefties hit list. The people that use them the most tend to dislike them. It just makes no sense.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders has come out talking about how horrible Uber is. But campaign expenses show that he actually uses Uber more than he uses private taxis.
So anyway, that's the latest there. We'll continue to follow that case as it rolls on. Let's go to your calls and thoughts still to come. Also, more on the FCC maybe mandating competition in the area of set-top boxes. What exactly will that mean for the industry? Let's go first, though, to Brian. He's on via Skype from California. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Ian. Just calling in today just to respond to when I got dropped off a couple days ago when we were talking about rights theory, libertarian rights theory.
Okay.
Yeah, I kind of took offense to what you said after I was dropped after cussing. You calling me dangerous is like a religious person calling someone else dangerous because they don't believe in God or they don't believe in the Ten Commandments.
I think someone who doesn't believe in rights is a potential danger to society.
How is that so?
Well, if you spread the idea that rights don't exist or that there are no that rights aren't a worthy concept, then, you know, don't be surprised when people start to absorb that and act towards others as though they don't have any rights, which would mean that they might commit violence against someone. They might steal something from someone else because they don't believe that they have any right to their property or they have a right to their life or their own body.
That doesn't mean I'm necessarily going to aggress every chance I get.
I didn't say you would. I didn't say that you would. I'm just saying the idea that putting the concept out of, you know, abolishing rights, I think is a very dangerous concept.
I don't even think you can aggress if there are no rights. How can you aggress against somebody if there are no rights?
How can I aggress against somebody if there are no rights?
How can you steal somebody?
The same way I can aggress people when there are rights, or what you think is there are no rights. I've asked you to demonstrate what it means, right?
Oh, I said that. Okay, I did. No, I did. Let's backtrack here. So a right is a function of ownership. I have the right to drive my truck because I own my truck. A right.
That seems redundant, though. There doesn't seem to be any information added once you own a truck. It doesn't mean anything more to say you have the right to it.
You have the right to drive it. See, a right demonstrates what you have as what privileges, call it. We'll insert the term privileges in the area of rights, even though privilege isn't the right term. But the privilege that you obtain by having ownership. I have the right to drive the truck that I own. You do not have the right to drive the truck that I own. That's why we have that term right, to demonstrate that driving is a right of ownership of a truck.
So it's an entitlement, right?
Okay, entitlement, fine.
Okay, it's entitlement granted by whom?
Everybody who decides that I own that truck.
Oh, so a social construct.
Yes, rights are absolutely an agreement.
Property is a social construct.
Yes, rights are
absolutely. Let me correct myself. I didn't mean construct. Contract.
Okay, social contract. Fine.
Yeah.
Yes, rights are an contract. Unspoken agreement that multiple people hold, and that's why you're correct when you say rights don't exist, but they do as far as people believing in them. In the same way that the government doesn't exist, but it essentially does because people believe in it.
Time doesn't exist. Time is not something that you can reach out and touch.
You can measure it.
It's not tangible. No, not everything is matter, right? You can contend.
Well, why
anything.
In your mind does time exist but rights do not?
Because time is, by definition, not a tangible thing. Just because something that doesn't have mass, like light.
Rights aren't tangible either.
You can measure light and you can measure time.
No,
so
no,
I'm going to depart from these guys. I agree with you on this one, caller.
Your host made that claim, right? Not me. Your host made the claim that time does not exist.
You're the one alleging that rights don't exist, and I'm saying
I want him to go down the I want him to go down the social contract line here. So you got me. It's a social contract. Property is a social contract. Go ahead.
I just wanted to establish there that I keep hearing a bunch of libertarians, you know, telling me that they don't believe in social contracts.
Do you mean one social contract or a bunch of social contracts?
No. The one that they're talking about. No, Brian. The social contract, when a libertarian says they don't believe in the social contract, the one they are referring to is the social contract that says... I'm going to finish my statement, and then you can respond to it. The one they are referring to... and then I'll keep talking. The one that they are referring to...
And that's because Ian has both the right and the ability to control who talks...
Right. When libertarians say they didn't sign the social contract, the one they're talking about is the one that the state would insist exists. And that one is where the people who call themselves the state get to tell you what you have to do and what you can't do and the amount of money that you have to pay them on a regular basis.
And the rules change all the time. The rules around property don't change much. They're pretty static.
So go ahead, Brian.
Okay, I'm off mute. Okay, so First off, you're the one contending you're talking about the social contract, right? What libertarians talk about is all social contracts are invalid. If you don't,
I'm telling you, I'm a libertarian, and I'm telling you that's not what I say.
You got to be joking. You guys.
No,
You designated property as a social contract. I said, for the sake of this discussion, fine, we'll call it a social contract if that makes sense to you. Then what you've done is you've inserted, okay, first, property is a social contract. Then, to move the goalposts a little further, you say all libertarians say that all social contracts are invalid. I've never heard this, and I've been a libertarian for more than a decade.
Yeah, you've got three libertarians out of three libertarians who are saying you are wrong about that. So there's the counterclaim.
Let me revise my claim, right? The figureheads, the people you quote as gospel, right?
We don't do that here on Free Talk Live.
Who do I will quote?
Okay, let's just drop it for now, but I'll challenge you to research this part, okay? It's all social contracts, not a particular one.
You can keep asserting the same thing over and over again, but we'll just keep denying it over and over again.
Social contracts absolutely exist. If I go into a restaurant, they didn't put a sign on the wall that says there's no defecating on the tables, and I decide after I finish my meal, I'm going to defecate on the table, I have clearly and obviously violated a very strong social norm or contract, if that's what you said. But I'm going to say, hey, look, there's no contract. There's no sign on the wall that says there's nothing. Where's the contract? I'm sorry, dude.
This is different. This is in verbal agreement. You're talking about enforcing something on somebody, right? I can always walk out of that.
You can believe that person's getting thrown out of my restaurant bodily.
We're going awry here, but let me just drop that part. But let me challenge you on this. I challenge you to Google this part. Do research. I'll call back on this same topic about social contracts, that libertarians do not believe social contracts are valid, right? Okay?
Fine,
so let's drop that. Go back to rights. I forgot where we were.
That's good enough for tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and I'm not going to do any research because I am a libertarian. And while I agree that the idea of something that is not written and not signed doesn't exist, in that the social contract is never, if it was never written out and agreed to, then of course it doesn't exist. There are these social norms. There are these things that are sort of unspoken agreements, like when you go to the grocery store, you're expected to stop up front and check out. You know, again, there's not a sign on the door that says you have to do that, but it's just sort of the way things are. It's an accepted
thing. Because otherwise that's theft.
Yeah, well, because the company has the right to its property in that particular case, and this guy doesn't believe in rights. 855 450-FREE, it's Free Talk Live.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.